Time now for our weekend spotlight, my conversation and some time spent in the kitchen with award-winning baker and author Brian Ford.
Brian Ford catapulted to prominence during the pandemic's bread baking frenzy, inspiring millions with his blog and Instagram account full of innovative twists on sourdough bread baking, all while celebrating the baking cultures of Latin America. Brian invited us into his home in Queens, New York. His kitchen is a baker's treasure trove, complete, of course, with vats of pungent sourdough starter.
The most important part is just getting a nice whiff of it. So you gotta, don't be scared.
Whoa,
wow.
That boy got shook.
I got a little too close.
You got shook.
Man.
His first cookbook, released in the summer of 2020, New World Sourdough, sold out its first printing. That led to starring in his own cooking show, Baked in Tradition, on Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network.
All of a sudden, yeah, like, people was just started baking, and like, you already know. I don't even have to tell you, man. I mean, y'all kept up with the news. It just became a whole thing. Yeah. Everyone was baking bread.
Brian says he's been cooking and baking for as long as he can remember, ultimately finding his calling after leaving behind his career as an accountant.
What about baking sort of drew you in?
Man, baking is romantic. Baking is like, it's like a meditation. Hmm. It's simple. It's, you know, you don't have to be so precise. I mean, the dough is a living creature too. I mean, every single time you bake, it's different. Even if you use the same recipe to the T, every single time it's gonna be different. I mean, the temperature variables and your emotions, your mood, how you feel, gets translated into the dough. If you're having a bad day and you bake, you're gonna make some bread that's probably not great. Mm-hmm. When you're having a great day, your bread's gonna be great.
The child of Honduran immigrants, Brian imparts lessons learned from cooking in his mother's kitchen.
My parents worked so hard when they came to this country, and my mom put herself through school. She put herself through three different colleges to ultimately get her accounting degree when she was like 46.
Wow.
During those days, when she was working hard, especially in the summertime, I would be home taking care of my little sister, and I would cook for my mom, you know, because she would wake up, she'd go to an internship and then go to school at night. She'd come home exhausted.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and so I learned quickly from what she taught me how to cook.
I read somewhere where you said that, you know, you go into any bakery across the country and you're gonna see croissants and baguettes.
Yeah, man, I love it. I love
that. Why can't the same be true for Honduran food?
I agree 100%. And the reason I have that sentiment is not because I don't like the taste of croissants and baguettes. I think they taste great. Like most bakers, when I started, I was obsessed with making those things. When I was an accountant, I was like every day perfecting croissants at home. I was like, I've got to learn how to make croissants. That's like the gold standard.
Yeah.
But the fact remains that this kind of Western European ideology seems to permeate people's thoughts when they want to, you know, open a bakery. I'm trying to be more in touch with, you know, the indigenous people of the New World, Latin America. I mean, we are very, very beautiful people. We have beautiful baking traditions as well. I grew up eating semitas, rosquillas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like delicious dunked in coffee. But everyone wants to just make some brioche. So we don't play with no brioche.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right.
But alfajores are a different story.
We're gonna make some alfajores.
Okay.
All right, which is essentially one of the most popular cookies you'll find in Latin America.
The recipe is simple. Cream together butter and sugar. Add egg yolks.
You can see here, it's creamy, smooth. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the base.
Incorporate the dry ingredients.
I got a little bit of salt, some baking powder, I've got white flour, I've got whole grain flour, and most importantly, I have cornstarch.
Lastly, add some vanilla extract and lemon zest. Roll the dough, chill it, and bake the cookies until they're barely brown.
We're gonna check the bottom very carefully. That's a beautiful color.
Spread on some dulce de leche, sandwich them together, and roll them in shredded coconut.
And now we have
great.
An alfajor gigante.
Yeah, definitely gigante.
Oh, wow.
This is great.
Yeah.
I'm wearing it, though.
You make it for the kid, you know what I'm saying? Make it quick, it's something fun you can do.
Yeah.
Teach a little bit about some history, some Latin American history, and eat something delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Through his baking, Brian encourages exploration.
I think people just focus on the wrong aspects of baking, aesthetic stuff. Instead of focusing on flavor, focusing on the fact that you made something with your own two hands that you should be proud of, like focusing on sharing what you made with your friends and family, those things should be first and foremost. Then you can start like, oh, well, it doesn't have the big air pockets and you know, all that kind of thing. People get obsessive about crumb structure, which is just crazy. This is bread. Yeah. You imagine like ancient civilizations when they started making bread, that they, you imagine them sitting down and being like, damn, the inside don't look good. Oh, man.
Throw it out and start over.
Shoot. Yeah. Ah, what did I do wrong?
It takes some trial and error as Brian Ford redefines what artisan baking can and should be.
I'm just saying I tried to focus specifically on Latin American baking, tapping into my culture and my experiences and trying to make the best possible breads and pastries around. And just a lot of patience, a lot of time down here in the kitchen, and a lot of messes to clean up.
Brian's show, Baked in Tradition, can be streamed on the Magnolia app, Discovery Plus, and on Apple TV.